You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Listen, I don't just like this company. I love this company, Greater Pitt Tree Service. And now that the thaw has begun, I was actually peeking out the back door yesterday and I said, you know, that stump over there and that tree leaning to the left with some broken branches, I need to get Carlos McClintock and Greater Pitt Tree Service down to the Beaver Valley. They'll come to you. And now is a great time because the next 10 days, the weather's going to warm up. Going to be 58 degrees tomorrow. You need to make the call. You need to get all of that oak tree pruning done. You need to get all of the storm-related stuff that was left behind during the frozen tundra of the month of January. He is the guy. And if you're up on this Saturday morning and you're saying, you know, I got a question, I got the answer for you. Carlos McClintock, 866-391-1020. We're taking all of your tree-related questions right now. And if you're thinking spring and summer and things you'd like to do, you need to give us a call, 866-391-1020. And if you got the old adage of, well, it's either on my property or my neighbor's property, who's responsible? We can handle that too. So before the leaves are blooming again, now's the time, especially with this warming trend, to get all of the projects done. You need to get the answer, right? So call us, 866-391-1020. Carlos, what a month it was. So I'm sure a lot of people are realizing now with this thaw, they've got some cleanup out there, right? Good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back. I feel like I was in hibernation for a month or so. And yeah, it was a tough stretch there. We're a safety first company, first of all. And a couple of those weeks, it was just too cold to put the guys out there. It's a distraction when it's that cold. And when you're out there doing what we do, you know, someone could get hurt or killed at any time. We don't need any added distractions. So we kind of just, you know, worked on a lot of equipment for a while, let the body rest. But we're ready to come back out. And the phones are, they're always on, but we're waiting for the calls now. And hopefully people will address some of those branches that might have fallen. You know, the snow melts, you could see some things that are on the ground you might not have known about. The ground gets really soft right now, too, so something to be conscious of and maybe get us out there and take a look at what's going on your property.
So talk to me a little bit about what frozen weather, and I mean it was freezing outside, what can that do to take a dormant tree out, and you got to get it out before you're dealing with a serious issue? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times if you get that frost and ice sitting on the tree, the water sitting on the tree and freezing, it does add a lot of weight to the tree, to the limbs, to the branches. Sometimes the water will freeze inside the bark and cause stress cracks, frost cracks, that now when the weather gets warmer might invite some things like termites, carpenter ants, because it's basically an open wound on the tree. So, you know, get us out there, let us look at everything on your property. If there's some trimming that needs done, there's some trees that are in decline because of the weather. A lot of times when we get that, it's called that polar vortex you hear sometimes on the news, a lot of trees like the plum trees and some flowering trees don't make it through that. So we can get out there and get ahead of everything. We're still giving our winter discounts right now. Up until March, beginning of March, we do the Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show downtown for 10 days, and that kind of kicks off our season. So it's a good time to get a better price right now. Our schedule's available. Give us a call and get us out there.
So, you know, somebody is saying they've got oak trees and they're living in this house that they just bought, or they're, saying, I never knew I knew had to do that. So how is it in the middle of winter, and Punxsutawney Phil said we've got six more weeks, how and why should we be doing oak tree pruning? Go ahead.
Yeah, the oak trees, I mean, I love the oak trees in our area. They're plentiful. They're beautiful. A lot of them were planted. The pin oaks we consider a yard tree, which were planted. And they're a real finicky tree. They pull their growth really slow. If you're trimming or pruning them, it has to be done when they're dormant, which is now. Our rule of thumb is usually Thanksgiving to St. Patrick's Day when we can trim the oak trees. we follow all the rules. We don't spike them. We make the cuts on proper angles. Obviously do it the right time of year. We only take about up to 20% of the current mass off an oak tree at any one trimming or pruning. We have certified arborist Troy Lampenfeld that goes out, and he's usually the one that's looking at the oak tree, deciding what it needs, going over the consultation with the homeowner. And then when the crew comes out, it all translates into what Troy was, you know, talking to the customer about.
So remember, if you have any tree-related questions, now would be the time to give us a call, 866-391-1020. So I was talking to a guy the other day, brought up your name and said, I don't know if he'll travel this far, but it was down on the other side of the border in eastern Ohio. He said, you know, I had this horrible weather came in and it knocked out like 10 of my pine trees. Why is it that pine trees are so difficult to clean up if they get destroyed in the winter weather?
Yeah, it just depends on sometimes the access and the size of them. Sounds like maybe he had the spruce trees that could have been recently affected by the airborne fungus that's killing off that species of spruce trees, making them very brittle. We did have some high winds a few times in the last month, so it could be a combination of all that. They're also a very shallow-rooted tree. All pine trees, spruce trees, they don't anchor themselves down real well. So, you know, the high winds, the soft ground, it's a bad combination. And a lot of times the first things that are coming down are the pine and spruce trees.
So when you go through that frozen weather, and we're going to talk about the plant and tree health, that checkup that people can sign up for and have Troy come out on a semi-regular basis to make sure everything is where it needs to be. But how can it affect the nutrients or when it comes time for those trees to step back and start blooming again? Can frozen weather do damage to the roots, the type of weather that we had for such a long time, Carlos?
Yeah, that's a great question. And a lot of times it just depends on when it starts in the season. You know, if it's early and we get that, you know, extended cold or those first frosts sooner than we should, or if it's later in the winter, is early spring where, you know, certain plants and shrubs and trees on your property are starting their growth cycle or starting to bloom, and then we get another extended cold spell. That can be detrimental to plant shrubs and trees on your property. And definitely that's where Troy comes in. If you're gonna notice something a little off or different come springtime and wonder what happened to it, what you should do about it, give us a call. We get Troy out there. He's our ISA certified arborist, very passionate about what he does. And, you know, steer you in the right direction and get it taken care of for you.
All right. So happy to have Carlos McClintock back. He's back with us now. Another season is underway. And we're talking oak tree pruning, winter storm cleanup. Discounts are still there awaiting you at 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. But whatever you have on your mind today, you need to give us a call. All of our lines are open, so it'll be fast and furious to the top of the hour. So get on the line and join us with all of your tree-related questions, whatever it may be. And yeah, we're not in season, but there are things that you need to get done when it comes to the season. So call us, 866-391-1020, and you can reach them at 412-884-TREE. 884-TREE. Carlos McClintock, your Pratt Pack Greater Pitt Tree Service, back on the Sunday edition of Pittsburgh Works on KDKA. Good morning.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
All right, so tree questions are welcome right now at 866-391-1020. Carlos McClintock here, Greater Pitt Tree Service. All of our lines are open. I know right now you're not really thinking about trees, but now really is the time to think about trees and start planning ahead. And if you're looking out that window and you see that tree hanging over the garage and you're thinking it'll be okay, weather's going to get better, when you least expect it, expect it. Anything can happen. So if you can get it out of there before it comes tumbling down and the next thing you know, homeowners involved, you got a whole new issue dealing with broken windows and structure issues and a roof, now's the time to get it done. And you can give us a call if you have any thoughts, 866-391-1020. Or, of course, you can give them a call, 412-884-TREE. So what are some of the things that people should be doing when it comes to planning and moving ahead into the spring? And what are some of the early jobs that you like to take care of? We know that we're in the oak tree pruning stage right now, but what will be happening once we get to the end of March and 1st of April, Carlos?
Yeah, that's a good question, too. It's a good time to see, you know, because obviously all the leaves are off the trees right now. So once the trees start their growth cycle and the leaves start coming back on the trees, you might notice a section of that tree that didn't come back, and we could figure out why it didn't come back and what the best plan of attack. Maybe we have an application through our plant healthcare division with Troy, or, you know, if it's in a declining condition and it's time to maybe remove that section of the tree or the whole tree, he'll know what to do there also. So, you know, it's kind of almost a wait and see type of period right now in our industry, and wait to see what the spring brings and what trees didn't make it through the winter. And then we could kind of address that for you.
You know, when I think about all of the variables and things that I've learned just doing this show with you over the last 6-8 months or however long it's been, it really is the little things that you need to take care of. And the best way to make sure that you're taking care of things is to sign up for what you guys are doing and having Troy come out on a semi-regular basis. Please talk about that.
Yeah, that involves our plant healthcare division that Troy Lampenfeld, our ISA certified arborist, is kind of spearheading for us. And, you know, on your property, a lot of these things you may not have planted, so you might not be as familiar with the needs and the maintenance involved in shrubbery, plants, trees on your property. And if you did plant them, maybe you are knowledgeable and you know what, you could come out, we'll come out and you could tell us, like, hey, my boxwoods are struggling throughout the summer, or you know, my hemlocks look like they have something going on with them. And that's where we come in. You know, get us out there. We're the experts on it. We've been doing it a long time. Troy's very well versed and educated in everything that's going to be on your property. So it all starts with the call. Give us a call. Let us know what's going on, what your objective is. We get Troy out there. Or if you can visibly see that the tree's dead and it's ready to get out of there, we send a salesman out that handles your area. So once you call in, we kind of funnel you where your call needs to go to get whoever needs to be out there, and then address it and take care of it. And then you're ready to move on to some other projects around your house, because there's always something to do as a homeowner. You know, everybody knows that.
The thing that's great about Greater Pitt Tree Service, locally owned, independently operated, a young man who grew up in Greenfield, the thing of it is, you're not some corporation or conglomerate. When they call and if they want to talk to the owner, they can talk to the owner, right?
Yeah, not only that, like, you know, because the winter is cold, you know, I'm out there with the crew. I make sure that I go out there. If I'm going to send guys out when it's 10 degrees, I better be out there with them, or, you know, it doesn't go over too well. So we had a job the other day right on Wilkins Avenue in Oakland, Squirrel Hill, kind of vortex over there. And I'm there humping logs from down over this hill and loading them in the truck. And, you know, I get my hands dirty. I love the working portion of it. I don't do it as much anymore, as, you know, company takes a lot to run right now, but I love being out there working. I usually am out there with the crew and set them up on every job and meet with the customer, make sure everything that the salesman talked to you about is going to translate into what the crew does. And we don't want payment until you're 100% happy, you know, so you'll come out, approve everything that we did, make sure we executed everything in the contract. You like the cleanup, you like the way your property looks. And then we take payment. We like to put a yard sign in your yard to kind of let everybody know who did the job. So we take a lot of pride in it from start to finish.
Yeah, they do take a lot of pride. And here's the thing, Carlos, let's be honest. These are the people that you see throughout the week, even when you're not working. So the bottom line is you want to put your best foot forward, because these are like family, friends, neighbors, right?
Yeah, correct. And, you know, with the upcoming Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show down the convention center, you know, I'm down at the booth. It's 10 days. It's long. I love seeing all the people that we work for. But if something went wrong at their job site, they're coming up and they're going to let me know about it, you know. So, and I like that, too. I like the feedback. Nobody's perfect. I strive for perfection. I haven't achieved it yet, but I like being down there at the home show. You could come down and see us. We're on the first floor. We have a big green tent at our booth, so we're easy to find. And it's a good place to come down and talk to us and let us know what's going on with your property. We take your information down. We get a salesman out there. We meet face-to-face with you, which I still like that. You know, I like the old school face-to-face meetings. I know everything's kind of with technology and the emails, and sometimes we never even meet customers, tell you the truth. They email us, we send the salesman out, give them an estimate, perform the work, they pay, and I've never met the person. And that's just how, you know, the times are right now. But I love being down at the home show. I love being out at your property when the crew comes out. And give us a call and get me or one of the guys out there.
All right, listen, we want you to call in. If you have any question in the way of trees, call us, 866-391-1020. Something else that people face, and I've done it myself, you're living in a place, you notice a tree in your backyard for the first time, and you're wondering what it is. Do you save it? Do you get rid of it? A lot of people think you just go out and, you know, cut these trees down, but there's more to it, and you can even save some of these precious trees. You got a Japanese maple. You're just discovering it for the first time. This is what they do. This is their specialty. If it's got to go, it's got to go. But if they can fix it up, trim it up, and clean it up and keep it moving forward, they're going to do that too. So if you're listening today and you've been wondering about what that is, that tree back in the far part of my lot, call us. Or any issue about tree, this is a great opportunity to get the information from Carlos. He's here till 10 o'clock today. And right now, easy access. All of our lines are open, 866-391-1020. You know, the other thing that really bugs me when I see people, you know, up on a roof trying to clean out their gutters when it's an icy cold day, and you can tell that they've had better days as far as their age. Also, people that say, I'm just going to go rent a chainsaw and cut that 30-foot tree down myself. Look, everybody wants to save money. Everybody wants to be the do-it-yourselfer, but you got to do it smart. And what you all do, you're such professionals. You're surgeons at what you do. That chainsaw is a scalpel. You're trained professionals. Talk to people right now about why it's better to spend a little money than actually end up in a hospital spending a lot of money. Go ahead, Carlos.
Yeah, our industry is dangerous, and it's something you could get hurt or even, I know a lot of people hear stories from people we work for about, you know, a family member getting killed when they might have went out there and tried to cut a tree down, or, you know, you hear it on the news. So I tell people, like, hey, if you need to paint your bathroom, like, maybe you could handle that. You can't really get killed painting your bathroom. But if you're outside, conditions, you know, a sharp object up in the air, it's like running with scissors. You know, when you're a kid, everyone said, don't run with scissors. So you're going to go up on a ladder with a chainsaw. I mean, come on. But you know how Pittsburgh is, man. We got the Yinzers and the old school people. And a lot of times maybe a neighbor watched us at their neighbor's house doing the work. And, oh, that looks easy. I'm just going to run down the hardware store and buy or rent a chainsaw. And I got a ladder in the shed. I'm going to go up there. I don't need a bucket truck or a crane. I don't need what they had. I can do this. And you're inviting a lot of problems, and it's just better to punt sometimes and give us a call and get a professional out there.
So what are some of the diseases, or are there any diseases that are out there in the wintertime that can really prevent a tree from coming out of dormancy?
Yeah, most of the diseases occur during the growth cycle. I mean, everything becomes kind of dormant. There's, you know, certain bugs that attack the oak trees, and they're kind of non-existent right now because of the cold. So the cold kind of shuts everything down, other than like the frost cracks you might get in certain trees. Once it gets cold, everything kind of around our area kind of just lies dormant. And then, you know, it could come back with a vengeance come springtime. And then that's when you're really going to want to go out there and take a look at your property, notice something. And then that's when you give us a call.
All right, let's get a call in here before the break. Don in Uniontown. We've got about a minute and a half. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, Carlos, I like to know about topping trees. I've got a neighbor that keeps topping his trees. I think they're maple trees, and I see a couple of them are dying. Is that a good idea to top a tree just because it's too high?
Yeah, so a lot of that times it's circumstantial. He doesn't want it over his gutters, or he likes it at a certain height. But honestly, most trees are meant to be planted and left alone. You know, we can topping is a really bad practice. We do more what's considered a crown reduction, where, you know, we meet with the homeowner and we let them know, like, hey, we can reduce this tree, but we only like to go up to 20% reduction of the current height. And he's lucky because the maple trees are usually pretty resilient. There's other trees that if he was doing that, or another homeowner is doing it, they just wouldn't come back from it. It's kind of you know, you're shocking the tree, you're taking its natural shape away from it. If you're doing it the wrong time of year where there's not enough moisture in the air or upcoming rain, then you're going to scorch the tree out. So, you know, it's circumstantial, and I've talked more people out of topping a tree. They bring us out there and I'm like, look, I just can't do this to this tree, you know, or if they're insistent and they're paying, I make them sign off on a waiver that if anything happens bad to the tree, we're not responsible. So yeah, that gets kind of, with the people that are doing it, they get kind of neurotic about it. And once it gets over a certain height, boom, they're bringing it right back down. And sooner or later, it's not going to end up well for that tree.
All right, short break. We'll come back. Hey, perfect opportunity for me to remind you, like Dawn, if you have a tree-related question, now would be a great time to call us as we go to the break. 866-391-1020. Lines available, and you can reach them at 412-884-TREE. Back for another season, and for every reason when it comes to your tree care, he's the guy, Carlos McClintock, Greater Pitt Tree Service.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, the man, the myth, the legend, the pride of Greenfield, back at it, locally owned, independently operated. They are Greater Pitt Tree Service, and he is Carlos McClintock. You need to give us a call, 866-391-1020. Here's Joe in Penn Hills. Hey, Joe.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, Carlos, I was wondering, have you seen many trees that are have the lantern flies this last summer? I understand that we haven't seen them as many as last year. But I found a tree that is literally covered with lantern flies in the last summer. And I spoke to Doug about it, and he said it was probably a tree of heaven. Have you seen many of those throughout Pittsburgh?
Yeah, if we are seeing the lantern flies, I would say 80 to 90% of those trees are the tree of heavens. They like the kind of sap that it emits. It's a smooth bark. It's, you know, conducive to their little like legs that attach them to that type of tree. So yeah, I'm sure it was a tree of heaven. And my opinion, I didn't see as many this past year as I did the year before that. But according, I did a lot of research on it, and the experts seem to think that we'll still see them for another 2 to 3 years. And then, you know, because it's all new, there's no handbook or guide to refer to. But according to them, we should still see them for the next few years.
Now, do they have a predator that has developed that will eat them, the lantern flies?
Our spray is kind of their predator. We could come out and treat for them. I don't know if there's any of the birds or wildlife that's kind of decided to feast on them. I haven't seen that, but we do have an application for it that's very effective. You know, the thing with the lantern flies, if the tree's near your property, I actually parked under a couple trees that were tree of heaven in a parking lot last year, and they flap their wings and they kind of emit this little black sticky substance, for maybe lack of better words, they're calling it black poop, and it gets on your car or your patio or your house, and it's really, really hard to get off. So when you have that, you're really inclined to figure out how to get rid of them. If the tree's in maybe the back of your property in a tree line or over the hill, and it might not be as bothersome to you.
Yeah, I saw that. About a 6-foot radius from the trunk of the tree is just black. Looks
salve
or something.
Yeah, I've seen it cover people's patios. It got on my car. I could not. Took it to the car wash. I could not get it off. It was like tar. So All in all, I think if you see them anywhere on your property, get us out there. The Arboriculture Society is, you know, asking people to kill as many of them as you can so they don't keep reproducing. So if you see them or anyone listening sees them, give us a call. We have a great application to get rid of them.
Okay. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, Joe, you have a great day. All right, phones are picking up, 866-391-1020. Why is it important to be a certified arborist, and why is it important to carry insurance? Because a lot of folks try to just pull up with a name on the side of a pickup truck and pull out a chainsaw and say, I'm the man for the job or the person for the job. But why do they have to be a certified arborist like you have in Troy, and obviously you carry insurance? Go ahead.
Yeah, as far as a certified arborist, I mean, he's just so in tune with the species, the science, you know, the continued health of these plants and trees on your property. And it's just, you know, it's like calling a specialist when you have something wrong with your foot or, you know, something like that. So the ISA certified arborist, it's a very extensive course to pass and become an ISA certified arborist. There's so much continued education throughout the year. Troy keeps up on all that. He does more than, you know, the average one, the bare minimum. So, you know, he's very well in tune with everything on your property. And just a professional aspect of the, as a company that we wanted to add to our repertoire and have for our customers. And as far as insurance, you know, we carry liability insurance, which will insure your property up to $2 million if there's any accident from the tree that we're removing, that we're negligent, you know, if it's our fault. And then the big one is the workers' comp insurance. And that's, you know, what a lot of companies don't have. It's very expensive to carry. It's a rate you pay based on how dangerous your occupation is. And we're the second most dangerous occupation that you could go out and perform. So our rate's really high. I.e., a lot of companies don't pay it or carry it. They're going to tell you, yeah, I'm insured. And to carry the liability is pretty affordable. Sometimes it's cheap. It's based on your company's net sales. So it's very cheap to carry, but the workers' comp is not. So a lot of companies are out there. They're putting employees on your property that if someone got hurt or killed, guess who they're coming after? They're going after your homeowners. They're going after you civilly because it's your due diligence to make sure who's ever on your property is properly insured. I always tell people, call your homeowner's insurance. Forward them the insurance that any contractor gives you that's going to come on your property. They'll look over their coverage and say, hey, John, don't let this company on your property. They don't have workers' comp. Or if you do, make sure you know we're not responsible if someone got hurt or killed for the medical bills. Or they'll say, yeah, Greater Pitt, yep, liability, workers' comp, auto. Great company. They have all the proper insurance. You know, those are the companies you want to have on your property.
All right, good stuff. Let's get right back to the phones. Anybody else wants to get in here? 866-391-1020. Bill in South Park. Hey, Bill, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, about 40 years ago, I planted two pinnock trees 30 foot away from the back of the house, a little bit too close. And, yeah, they've been fun over the years, you know, keeping me busy. But in the last couple of years, I'm starting to lose not just little twigs, but bigger branches higher up. Now, these trees are like 80, 90 foot tall. I did have them pruned once to get rid of some dead branches, but and that was about 5 years ago. But now, higher up, they're getting like longer branches that are dying. So what would be the cause of that and the solution? Now, one thing that I did have done about 4 years ago is we extended our patio. So now the patio is closer to these trees, about 5-10 foot away from the bottom of the trees. So we did lose a little bit of roots when the concrete patio was put in. But some of these longer branches, they're actually hanging over the side of the house. And what would be the cause and what could be done about it to save the trees?
Great. Yeah, great question, and it's something I'd love to come out and take a look at or send Troy. But historically, on oak trees, if you see dead on the underneath canopy, that's usually normal. It's lack of sunlight maybe penetrating a big crown or canopy. But if you're seeing dead higher up, it's usually an indicator that the oak tree's not pulling its growth all the way up through the tree to support that upper growth in those larger branches. A lot of times we could come out and remove some of the lower branches, elevate that lower canopy so that it doesn't have to support that, and then your growth can travel further up the tree and support the branches higher up. Extending the patio, the root system extends out to the drip line of most trees. So you might have gotten into, you know, where some of the roots were. And the oak trees are so finicky. They're really temperamental. Because they pull their growth so slow, if anything interferes with that, it usually doesn't end up well. And if you had them pruned around 5 years ago, it might be a good time to get us out there. I recommend every 5 to 7 years having us come out and work on the oak trees. If you neglect them or trim them improperly, a lot of times what you're talking about can happen to the oak tree. So South Park, that's our wheelhouse. We're right down the street. So give us a call and I could come out, or we could get Troy out there and really see what's going on with them.
Now, when you come out, do you come out as like a free estimate to do that? Because, you know, 40 years ago, I put these trees in, it cost me like less than $100. So,
yeah, you planted an expensive problem, issue on your property, because the oak trees require a lot of maintenance. And if you don't keep up on the maintenance, guess what you're going to pay for? A high price removal on big oak trees in the backyard, you know? So that's the thing that we want to come out and try to avoid. We can do some deep root injections, feed the tree, keep it healthy so you don't have to pay the big money to get it removed. And no, the estimate is free. So we come out there free of charge, give you a consultation. We kind of play devil's advocate and let you know, 40 years oak trees, sometimes you're getting towards the shelf life of a planted tree. They don't last forever. So there's a lot going on. And again, it's case by case, but I'm trying to just give some generic answers that historically run true for oak trees.
What about disease, like from bugs? I have a big backyard. It's level, and then there's a big hillside in the back of it with, because the area was strip mined, you know, 100 years ago, or whatever. But the hillside in the back, they planted these long, these very tall pine trees that they're falling over, and up in the woods, other trees are, you know, over the years falling over. Would you be able to tell if it's diseased somehow?
Yeah, yes, definitely. Troy can get out there. You know, when you have deciduous trees on your property, they invite carpenter ants and termites. And when they're done with that, they're going to move on to something else. So, you know, if the oak tree has some dead in it or snap branches or dead up top, it's kind of easy pickings for pests like that, bugs like that. So,
one last question. Okay, so some of the branches that are hanging over top of my patio, and there's a covered porch part of that. When to trim those back, do they have to be trimmed back to the trunk, or can they just be cut what hangs over top of the roof?
That's a great question. On the oak trees, we trim back to a lateral, which is going to be a branch pointing upward off of that limb. And if we don't have a good lateral to pull that branch back to, then we might have to remove that limb or branch all the way back to the trunk of the tree. Yeah. Again, I'd know more when I see it, but you don't want to stub out an oak tree branch or limb, because then that invites a lot of times what's called oak wilt disease or dieback, and then that oak tree is going to go downhill pretty quick. So it's very important to know where that next growth lateral is that we could use to pull that limb back to.
All right, Joe, I got to get to a break. Carlos, stay where you're at. One more segment. Anybody else? Been a busy couple of segments on the phone lines. If you want to jump in here, 866-391-1020, or you can call them at 412-884-TREE. Accurate Solutions next hour. Then it's the hometown sports talk show that is the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. Pitt has a tough loss yesterday. We'll look back at that. Also, getting ready for that big game, number 59. Kansas City still a slight favorite against Philadelphia in New Orleans coming up next week. And Greg Diolis from Milk and Honey Entertainment. They have another number of people, Charlie XCX along with Dua Lipa, who are up for Grammy Awards. We're going to talk a little fun about the Grammys tonight and have some conversation with Greg about that. But also, Greg was at the Reese's Senior Bowl trying to get some talent to come over to that great brand. We'll get some of his thoughts of the Reese's Senior Bowl. And obviously, Travis Kelce being one of his clients as well. We're going to be talking a lot about the big game happening in New Orleans next week. Also dropping by, Duquesne's football coach, Jerry Schmidt, who's going to be with us through the big game next week talking football. And today, because it's all about hometown, we're going to talk about the 10 greatest quarterbacks of all time, whether they played in a Super Bowl or not, whether they won one or not. Just some of the names from Joe Montana to Dan Marino, Johnny Unitas, George Blanda, Jim Kelly, and many more. Tommy Clemens from nearby Mount Lebanon and Bishop Canavan. That's coming up on the program as well. Speaking of Mount Lebanon, Mark Cuban and his Dallas Mavericks have shipped Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis to the Los Angeles Lakers. That is a big deal. And the Penguins got a win, too, and made a trade as well recently. We're going to talk all of it today on that hometown sports talk show that is the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show coming up today after local news at 11 right here on KDK with your Pratt Pack. I got to tell you, I love talking to this guy. He's so Pittsburgh. And, you know, I was out in Swissville the other night and driving by Greenfield, and I was thinking about him, the O'Connor family, and Mike McCarthy. I mean, they don't get any more Pittsburgh. And look, this guy could go anywhere. He could work in corporate America. He could do whatever. But he really loves what he does. And nobody will give you the job, the right price, and get it done right the first time better than Greater Pitt Tree Service. So let's get caught up on some family because it's been a while. Your son's lacing the gloves up again in the Golden Gloves. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I can't wait. He got back into boxing after football season was over, and he's training really hard. First event coming up is Valentine's Day weekend. It's going to be a bloody Valentine's. The Golden Western PA Golden Gloves Tournament is coming around this time of year, and he put his name in the hat and drew an opponent, and we're waiting for the exact day he's fighting. It could be Friday or Saturday of that weekend, and he's excited. He can't wait to get back in the ring, and I mean, it's awesome seeing your son or daughter up in there. The Golden Gloves, you know, if you don't know anyone fighting in it, go out and watch it. You're going to be blown away at the competition level of these amateur fighters.
So I'll tell you a quick story, then we'll get back to the business of what you do. So I've been around the game 50 plus years in one form or another, broadcasting, television, radio, ring announcer, national TV, just love the sport. Maybe not as much as I used to because I'm not as knowledgeable, but one year I had a chance to be a part of the Golden Gloves, and there was a young man from Philadelphia by the name of Marvis Frazier, Joe Frazier's son, and believe it or not, I got to spend an hour all alone with his father, Joe Frazier, after the fights, enjoying an adult beverage, just walking through the journey of the late, great Joe Frazier, and especially March 8, 1971, the true fight of the century against Muhammad Ali. So the Golden Gloves are historic, and for your son to be a part of that, that's a big deal. And also, the greatest ever to come out of Pittsburgh, and we've had some good ones, Fritzy Zivic, Teddy Yarrows, Billy Kahn, but Paul Spadafore did a lot of good in the Golden Gloves, too. So your son is definitely stepping into history, and I couldn't be more proud. All right, before we go, tell them about your company, what they need to know, and why now is the best time to get that inspection because the leaves are dormant, and you can see everything that needs to be taken care of. So they need to make the call, Oak Tree Pruning and More, 412-884-TREE. But Greater Pitt Tree Service, what do they need to know, Carlos?
Yes, I grew this company from nothing. I've been doing it a long time. I value our employees. We're a tight-knit group. We've had up to like four father-son combinations on our crew throughout the years, including me. And we care about coming out there and performing the job on your property without any incident or accident. We clean up really well. We don't destroy your property. All our vehicles are wrapped bright green, so there's no second guessing who's there or who was there. So we do it in a way that we want your neighbor to hire us. We want, you know, we want the referrals from you. And while we're working in your community, I'm a big fan of finding that local diner or that local bar and grill that's known for this sandwich or this food. And, you know, I usually buy the crew lunch every day, so I'll find that little restaurant in your neighborhood, and we support it. So your money's going back into the community. That's what needs to happen here in Pittsburgh and in the surrounding areas. We need to keep the money in the community. And listen, I'm a Pittsburgher. I was born and raised in Pittsburgh. I've always had a Pittsburgh address. I grew up in Greenfield. I married a girl from Carrick. I live over that way now. So I'm dug in. I'm just Pittsburgh through and through. The Pittsburgh's name is in the name of my company. I take a lot of pride in that. I will not disappoint you. I will make sure you have a great experience when you call us.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.